Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The Kinda Funny Patreon pledge drive month rolls on, and if you missed it, we put up two episodes from the 300 exclusives on patreon.com/kindafunny over the weekend on YouTube. Check them out, and if you like it, toss us $10 on patreon.com/kindafunny to get the other 298 plus pieces of content. What's up and welcome back to the Kinda Funny Games cast. Of course, I am Tim Geddes, and I'm joined by the new face of video games, Blessing Adeoye Jr.
I just met Karlak in Baldur's Gate 3.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's great right now. Everything's looking up. Everything's awesome.
It can only go great.
It can only go better.
From squirrels to here.
From squirrels to here, I met Karlak.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Really proud of you.
I'm proud of
well,
you.
Well, we beheaded her in our playthrough that we now reset. So
you should
stop resetting everything you play.
You should play the role.
No, but the role is being played by two other fucking idiots I'm playing with that are just doing random shit. It's
then
like
they should live with the consequences
of
what they did.
Playthrough.
I wish you heard my reaction when Mike told me that in the office, because like it was guttural. Like, wait, you did what now? You did what to Karlak?
Yeah. We just felt like garbage the rest of the day. Like but Mike's asking, like, look, Roger wants to keep it. Andy doesn't want to keep it. It's like, Mike, you don't want to keep it either. You told me several
times.
We got to
roll the dice. We got to figure it out. We got to settle this with the dice. Are you going to get a crit hit? We reloaded
many times for a bunch of different reasons as well.
We're also joined today by the big daddy in a collared shirt, Greg Miller.
Hi, Tim.
Didn't realize it was blue. I like it even more than I thought it did originally.
It's a great collar shirt. Jen did good on this one.
This one's good.
The era collar shirt, Greg Miller. Nah, she's bought them all.
Sewed it together.
Yeah.
And rounding out the group today, we have the Texas Street Latino Heat, clicking heads and ripping them to shreds, the globetrotting, headshotting, a rooting, a tooting, a nitro rifle from twitch.tv, Andy Cortez.
Hello, Tim.
Are you talking about what you're doing next week?
Going home?
Yes.
I'm going home.
I'm coming home. Yeah, I'm going back
home. Excited for this?
Yeah, going back home just to go visit the fam.
RGV?
RGV.
Are you planning to play games? We're not supposed to play games.
I will be playing games, most likely because we might have some cool games. So I'm taking down the laptop, taking down the Steam Deck. I'm going to be playing all over the damn place. Wow. I don't care what the authorities tell me.
Hell yeah, dude. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. The mayor of the RGV is going to be like, Andy, we've told you. We've talked to you.
I have
about
the key to the city. The key of it.
Yeah. Of course, this is the Kinda Funny Games cast. The last couple of weeks, we've been talking a lot about reviews, about previews of some of the biggest games coming out. But Bless and I started talking on Games Daily about 2024. Which feels so far away, but it's just around the corner at this point. We're in the second half of, into the second half of 2023 at this point. It's been a banger year so far. But we're talking about the lack of known quantities when it comes to 2024. We got a couple release dates that are the actual dated games, some of them delayed games that we should have had this year already. But
thanks,
then otherwise.
Devolver.
Otherwise, well, a ton of stuff from Devolver, exactly. Otherwise, we just have a bunch of games that, don't really have a date, but we assume are going to be next year. I kind of want to get a temperature check on our hype for 2024. And more than that, what we think it's going to end up being. All right. So it'll be a fun topic of the show day here on the Kinda Funny Games cast. Of course, you can get this each and every week, youtube.com/kindafunnygames or roosterteeth.com as a video. But if you want to get it as a podcast, just search your favorite podcast service for Kinda Funny Games cast, and we will be right there for you. If you want to go above and beyond, you can go to patreon.com/kindafunny, where you get to watch this show ad-free. You get to watch it live as we record it. You get a whole bunch of bonus content. This is our Patreon pledge month in August, where we are really recommending you guys sign up just to see all the cool stuff we've been doing. We've been putting out all the free previews on the weekends. We're going to continue to do that for all the different shows so you can see what you're missing out on. But shout out to our Patreon producers, Jedi Master, Deadpool, Delaney Twining, and Logan Delaney for supporting
us. Delaney Brothers.
Gotta love it. And because of their support, they won't have to hear our ads later for Shady Rays and Liquid IV, but everybody else will. But enough about that. I want to start this off not even looking at 2024, but looking at 2023. We got some big hitters left. Armored Core 6, Spider-Man 2,
Woo!
Starfield,
Woo!
Mario Wonder, Mortal Kombat 9. The list goes on and on. Alan Wake 2.
Yeah.
Any others that I'm missing that are immediate big ones?
Life.
That's a lot. Lies of P.
Yeah. Did you say Mortal Kombat already?
I did.
Yeah.
So yeah, we got, there's a lot there, right?
There's a whole lot there.
Between those big, big ones, and then Assassin's Creed, we've got Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 3. With all of this, do we think there's going to be any major delays into 2024? Does anybody back out? Does anyone go like, you know what? We're not playing chicken on this
one. Too rich for my blood.
I don't think so.
I think everything, it feels like everything's kind of set for the rest of the year. I feel like developers are maybe at a point in development where they definitely have a better feeling of what to expect from how quick maybe work gets submitted and stuff like that. I feel like people are in a more comfortable spot and they've been dealing with the remote work and things like that for several years now. So I feel like everything is pretty set. Now, you know, you're going to rub my face in crow or what's the saying?
You'll eat crow. Rub your face
eat
in
crow.
It. Eat crow. Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, I probably eat crow very, very soon.
But even
once
then,
Starfield gets to land.
To your point, Andy, of them being like, they got it done, that doesn't necessarily mean that they need to release it. It might be a timing thing of like not wanting to bury it. Do you think that there's a chance of that, Bless?
Timing, I mean, when I look at the slate, right, I had to go to kindoffunny.com's this calendar, check out Blessing Super Fun Game Release calendar. The games that are stacked on top of each other feel like games that almost don't want to move at this point. You know, we got a heavy late October with both Spider-Man 2 and Super Mario Brothers Wonder both coming out on October 20th. Both those games are exclusives on different platforms. They're really big games coming to those platforms, but I think it's fine those games releasing on the same day. A few days before that, you have Alan Wake 2. I think if that would have moved out the way of Spider-Man, it would have done so already. I feel like that's an announcement they could have already made for the last few months, and so I don't have a doubt that that's probably going to hit. Lords of the Fallen is one that I could see shifting around. That's slated right now for October 13th, the day after Assassin's Creed Mirage and a week before those other games. But again, like, right now, if your plan is to come out in 2023 and you already have a date, if you're going to shift somewhere, you're going to shift out of 2023. And for these games, where I think we're claiming that space. Like, I don't see those games moving. The ones that come to mind, if you ask what games could shift into a 2024, Helldivers comes to mind for a game that doesn't have a date yet.
October seemed to be the rumor, and that was something that leaked in quote unquote.
And that comes back to the October thing of
so
do you want to put out a game in October right now?
A game like Sonic.
Sonic Superstars. Another.
Where's that going to go? You know, the rumors or like the kind of leaked stuff that is potentially totally just placeholder Amazon stuff seems to put it around Alan Wake and Mario Wonder, which, like, to your point about Spider-Man and Mario not necessarily competing with each other, Mario and Sonic, I think, a bit more one-to-one there.
And Sonic has a history of releasing in November, so I could see them internally going, let's not do October, let's just do November, because that's normal for us. Also, I could see it coming out in early next year. I think that's a game that might be more shiftable than other games. I then look at games like Cocoon. I don't think Cocoon has a release slate.
I thought it didn't.
Did it? Does it? Maybe it does, and I'm wrong about that. I'm looking at the... I need to update my calendar still. But that... and then Ghost Runner 2 is another one. Ghost Runner 2 is supposed to come out in
Cocoon is September 29th now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, then.
I think they did that in... It's Annapurna, right?
Yes.
They did that in their showcase that we reacted to.
Gotcha.
Talk about one that could slide. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was going to say the other one is Ghost Runner 2 that I could see sliding out of the year.
I could see Avatar sliding out.
Oh, interesting.
Frontiers of Pandora. I'm also looking at the Blessing Superfund calendar available at kindoffunny.com/calendar, even though it's out of date and Blessing needs
updated. Very out of date.
December 7th is what that's listed as. I could see, I mean, I know I could be wrong. It happens once in a blue moon, but I feel like there's no hype for that game yet. Now, granted, we're still quite a ways out, and there are so many great games to get through before then, but I feel like I could definitely see that game needing more time, and I could also see Ubisoft being like, yo, this isn't it. Like, we're not going to match up well against everything that's come out this year. Why not kick it to January and try to live in that time period that we all like playing the experimental games?
That is a really good point. But to that point, though, December, I would say typically a slow month, right? Like, for game releases. But like, what's the reason for that? Is it that people are just playing so many of the November games? Because I feel like the December slot is almost the put it out to die slot. Like, we even saw it with like Last Guardian. Like, I'll never fully understand why they put Last Guardian out first week of December.
They did it last year, or not last year, the Final Fantasy, the Crisis Core. Yeah.
And that being a different situation, it being a port of a PSP game, like, I feel like they weren't giving it that full push, and that kind of was just like, hey, let's just get it here. To me, that read more as like a let's hit certain quarters with certain dollar signs type thing.
Sure. My counter argument to my own thing of that being delayed is I would say, you know, South Park, I remember Stick of Truth or the other one, Fractured But Whole, that dropped in a December time period just like this.
Did it do well, though?
Well enough.
It's hard to think of December games that really... when was Pentiment? And maybe I'm mixing up it with another one, because I feel like a Pentiment kind of game came out in December-ish and like was a surprise. Oh, maybe I'm thinking of High on Life.
High on Life.
High on Life is what I'm thinking of, right? And High on Life was a decent video game, right? And like,
But I mean, the call out here, which is true from Cameron Kenny, because after Christmas gifts are bought, that was always the thing when I was starting at IGN. It was that run up to Black Friday. Every game had to happen, so you had October and November be insane for reviews because people were trying to be on shelves. Something for High on Life isn't worried about shelf life, right? Yeah. That's worried
especially
about
with Game Pass
stuff. Yeah,
right.
Whereas something like Avatar, I do think is people are in the store to buy stuff, and this is a big brand. Why would you want to put it out after?
Sports Story also came out in December, and that
another
was
digital one, right?
I also worry about. And maybe it's also the thing of just you don't want to spend December working, right? Like, are we going to put out a game mid-December to then spend our holiday doing updates, like being away from our families, doing all that
fixing stuff? Bugs.
Yeah, fixing bugs. And I think, yeah, you're missing that
bugs.
You're missing that Black Friday slate where, you know, not all the games are going to get deals on Black Friday, but people are in stores on Black Friday. And so if you can be on the shelf alongside a bunch of other things that are getting deals, maybe you also then get copies out the door that way too. So I think missing just November, it's like, well, I might as well just wait until January at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with that. Avatar, I could see it. I can see it sliding. I can see it doing better in our early next year. Because do you have any final thoughts on this? Anybody about 2023 games getting delayed?
No, I mean, I think Greg is pretty dead on with the idea that Avatar could.
My only thing with Avatar is, and maybe this doesn't matter because we're right there already with December, is do they want to start bumping up against Star Wars Outlaws in the next year? Because that is going to be the big Ubisoft focus when you're talking about the big
bumping IP. Up. Come on, there's so much time before that'll happen.
I mean, probably, yeah. Right? Like, I don't expect Star Wars Outlaws before, let's say, maybe
September
fall.
Earliest, I would say.
Yeah, so if you're able to get Avatar out in January or whatever, then you're good. But then we're talking about the only big Ubisoft release, big quote-unquote, this year being Assassin's Creed Mirage. That might be a problem, but also in their fiscal year, maybe that's not a problem, depending on how their fiscal year goes.
Who knows? Between now and then, there might be like five more Assassin's Creed games coming out.
True.
That's true.
Great point.
True.
Great
Skull and Bones at some point. all right, so then moving on to 2024. It's interesting because the only two games with dates right now, and let us know in the comments if we're wrong about this, but according to the Game Informer calendar, the only two we got, Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown, coming to essentially everything on January 18th, and then Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League, coming at PS5, Xbox Series X, and S, and PC, February 2nd. And that's it. Those are the only two dated games. Greg,
One of those feels like iffy.
Yeah, I believe Suicide Squad in February.
Does this read weird to you? Like, being in the industry as long as you have, now we are in August. I know the world was thrown into disarray in 2020. And to Andy's point, like, people have gotten better about the remote work and figuring out this new landscape. But I feel like 2023 is the example of all of that paying off and getting the back-to-back-to-back releases that were kind of built up over the years. Are we about to get a drought in a way that feels unfamiliar to us?
No, I don't think you'll have a drought. I think you'll have a more normal year. This year has been ridiculous in terms of not even the amount of games, not even the quality of games, the game of the year contenders back to back, month to month. Like, there's always something that is stealing all the headlines and is something you should be playing. Are you playing this? Why aren't you playing this? Well, I'm playing this. Oh my God, Bob, I'm still playing that. Like, it's been an insane year, to your point, of catching up to COVID, catching up to delays, catching up to everything that got thrown off track. I think, is it weird that we don't have more release dates? No. I think the industry's learned a lesson in terms of announcing release dates. They're like, you know, let's really be sure we're going to announce. And even when you're really sure, you announce a delay and something happens, right? I think there's no reason to get that far out. I think there's only so much oxygen in a hype cycle that I think 2024's hype cycle really kicks off with Game Awards. I think Jeff will be the first shot, the opening salvo of what's going on in 2024 to get more of these games confirmed. I know we're about to jump in this list, but, like, you know, what is going on with Wolverine? Is that a 2024 game? Is it not? That'd be a huge, you know, boon for Insomniac to release what you assume will be a game of the year contender, or at least a favorable release, a contender in October, and then follow it up in December with the Game Awards. Hey, by the way, yep, Wolverine is coming, or something to that effect. I feel like you can only spread yourself so thin, and there's so much going on right now that it's foolish, unless you're doing something like Devolver did, of saying, yo, these games are getting delayed, let's make a joke out of it and stick with that and push it. there's no sense in saying, hey, this game you're really looking forward to next year, it's coming out next year, because there's still so many games to look forward to this year.
There's a big omission from this to be announced, and that's Shadow of the Erdtree, Elden Ring DLC. Because everybody knows From Software's DLCs are pretty much just a whole other game that you're going to spend countless hours in. Can I just describe to you what Baldur's Gate 3 is to me?
Sure.
It really is like full-time job, right? I'm busy, busy dude, right?
Yeah, busy dude.
Busy looking at my cans of chili in my room. Like, I've got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
And then suddenly Baldur's Gate popping up in my life is like somebody showing up at my front door and be like, hey, you have a kid, by the way. You got to take care. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, on top of everything else, on top of all the other games that I'm either super into or want to get back to, like, Baldur's Gate just fucking sucker punched me from behind, and suddenly I have to deal with this incredible game.
Child.
And this child, this stupid child. So it's such a large child. It is massive. And I, like, it's a great feeling to have a game like this and to feel this way about a game again, in terms of like this sort of classic RPG. But like, man, I was really, really into Remnant 2, and that's gone. And like, all these games that just kind of just came out are just completely in the back of my mind because this is all I can think about right now. This stupid child.
Yeah.
It's so large.
So large.
Big,
it's
a big beautiful
kid.
Baby.
It's a big, big kid. Baby. But yeah, so going to Greg's point about Game Awards kind of being the launch point of, we'll probably get a lot of answers there about the next year. I feel like that's kind of been tradition the last couple years, at least, of Game Awards really kind of both putting a nice little bow on the year with the awards, but then also the announcements being, here's what the next year kind of looks like. But we still do have, as of recording now, it's August 8th, we have a couple known quantities of showcases and potential. We know we have Gamescom opening night live with Keighley. We have potential a Nintendo Direct, potential PlayStation showcase. I'm kind of doubting we get another Xbox One at this point, with how they have kind of like played their cards so far this year. Do any of you think we're going to get any major 2024 talk at Gamescom?
Oh, at Gamescom? I don't think so. Then, like, when you say it's major is relative, I think major for what opening night live is, I think we're going to get one or two things that are, you know, the last couple of Gamescoms I have closed with, oh, here's Saints Row, or here's what was the other one that wasn't Saints Row? Like, I feel like that.
Dead Island, right?
Oh, Dead Island 2. Yeah, Dead Island 2 is the exact thing I'm thinking of. I feel like we get stuff of that ilk. Now, is that the stuff that's going to dominate 2024? No, but I think we get stamps of, oh, this is actually coming out. I think we get a couple of those.
Help me out here. Dead Island 2, if it was like talked about at Gamescom, which was like August, when did it come out? Was that this year?
It was this year.
February, I believe.
Okay. It was this year.
All right.
Yeah, might have been March.
What do you think? Gamescom.
Yeah, I could see it to what you're talking about of, yes, here's what a on-brand caliber Techland, right, or Volition, or here's what a Konami thing is going to be. Here's what, you know what I mean? I don't think you're going to see a PlayStation, an Xbox, a Nintendo come out with this big thing because they are all, Xbox is still going to be telling you about Starfield. PlayStation is still going to be telling you about Spider-Man 2. Nintendo's still telling you about Mario, right? I feel like they have battle plans for 2024 that they don't want to get in the way of because they still have so much to do this year.
So one thing I'll throw out there for major is Stalker 2. That was a game that got delayed with everything that's been going on in that country. And like, Xbox has announced their biggest ever showing happening, or their biggest ever Gamescom showing, right? Their biggest ever booth. And Stalker 2 is one of the things that's slated to show up there. I could see them maybe putting down a date for that there. I think that'll be big, for especially for what Gamescom is. Because I don't see a big PlayStation first party thing happening at Gamescom. I don't see a big Xbox thing aside from like a Stalker 2, or even like when you say Konami or Kojima, right? I think of like a podcast because that's what happened last time. Gamescom is kind of a weird one for the caliber of announcement, but Stalker 2, especially that being a European centric thing, that seems right. That seems like all the cards line up for that getting a date there.
And I feel like that date being a January, February could really serve that game well, right?
Yeah. Do you think we see any other, because I'm kind of with Bless, where I think of Gamescom as a good place to kind of showcase you mentioning it being a European sort of centric studio, the Stalker devs. I feel the same way about, like, would we see anything from CD Projekt Red there or something like that? Like, what does Keighley save? Is Keighley in the mind of, like, saving stuff for Game Awards? Or is he like, no, maybe we should push stuff here at Gamescom? I feel like Gamescom is such a weird middle ground that has games show up that, like, of the largeness and hype level of, like, Saints Row 4. Like, that's what Gamescom kind of reminds me of, you know?
And I think that's on the high side of it, right?
Like, yeah.
I imagine that Keighley is going to try to make Summer Game Fest and Game Awards the two tent poles, and then Gamescom being more of like a check-in, more in the style of an old school Paris Games Week, Tokyo, TGS, right? Like that type of stuff where there will be announcements, some of them of consequence, but like don't necessarily expect like the biggest things to be announced here, but you might be surprised, but don't expect anything super cool. But outside of that, with where we're at right now, Greg, do you think we get a Nintendo Direct or a PlayStation Showcase this fall?
You know me, I can't speak to Nintendo. I just don't follow it. It's never been my beat like it would be with you. I think anything's possible. I say that for PlayStation as well, right? You would have more of an opinion on that. So I think it's possible that you could. It's also, what would the caliber of that be? I don't expect to hear about the Switch 2 this year. I don't expect that.
Really?
I don't expect them to do that at the end of the year here and do that. Why? I know it worked the opposite way for Switch 1. They did do that. Your reaction would tell me you do expect it.
I mean, it's not that I expect it as much as I don't not expect it. Like, I don't
expect it.
Really?
Well, based on, I would think if a Switch 2 is coming, it's coming later next year. And in the timeline, when we think about the Switch 1, right? The Switch came out March? Yeah, March-ish. I think in March. And that announcement came in the fall of the previous year, right? October. And then we got the full big thing in like January, February. And so I think that's a good cadence for it. If a Switch 2 is coming out fall next year, I think it's way too early to start marketing this year.
That's where I
And that's definitely a good point. I just don't know. I guess, fall would make sense. I'm looking at the slate that the Switch has.
We still got to put out the Peach game.
Yeah, there are still games coming. So it's like, but Nintendo also is not afraid to overlap in some way with that. So
do we not expect some sort of Mario Wonder Direct, like dedicated Direct? Like the way we've seen, you know, Splatoon kind of take center stage in a lot of past ones?
I think definitely. I just wouldn't expect any like other announcements to come from that necessarily, right? So yeah, I think because Mario Wonder's coming out in October, it might be not the right place to announce the Switch 2. But something in me tells me that it's going to be talked about this year. And I don't think it'll be a direct. I think it'll just be a tease. Then they put out a commercially type thing, getting people hyped, similar to what they did last time.
You'll see Vanessa on a roof playing with something or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Back to PlayStation, right? Like, again, I know everybody wants to hold on to this hope that there's going to be a PlayStation Showcase. Maybe I'm just pessimistic. I don't see it. I don't think that would happen. PlayStation Showcases are such a big deal for what they're going to do. And yes, I don't think they nailed the last one they did, but they had their marching orders and what they wanted to talk about, and that was what they wanted to talk about. I do think a PlayStation State of Play is entirely possible. I think you do that as a, hey, here is one final look at Spider-Man. Don't forget that's coming out. Here is Helldivers release date. And then as I was saying earlier today on the post show for Games Daily, right? Like, here is a mid to major first party tease and or third party tease, like do that kind of thing. It's a partnership with Capcom that is showing something, that is finally announcing the next Monster Hunter, right?
Yeah.
Maybe that's pushing that for 2024. Maybe it is just a cinematic trailer for a Ghost 2, but even that I find so hard. I think you'd come back with one more State of Play. I think you'd make Spider-Man the star of it at the very end, and you'd team it up with a partnership Capcom announcement or something there that you're teasing on their front.
I struggle with the PlayStation one a bit because it's hard to look directly at the past and find a pattern.
Yeah.
But I remember us in that lead-in towards the end of the PS4 era where we were looking down at the Horizon, God of War, Spider-Man, Days Gone, Last of Us 2, Ghost kind of run. Goddamn, PlayStation's incredible when you think about it that way. But that back to back, I remember especially getting towards the end and COVID happening, delays, things moving, but we couldn't believe that they were actually going to release Last of Us 2 and Ghost that close together. How are they going to market that? How are they going to handle putting out marketing stuff for both games, announcing other things? And they just did. You know what I mean? I feel like all of us would have been like, there's no way they're going to do this. They're either going to delay something or like change stuff. I'm looking at the October 20th release date of Spider-Man 2, and I'm like, they're going to want to stay away from that. Like, they're not going to want to announce a bunch of new things around that. They're going to want to give it its moment. But in some ways, I feel like when you look at what they've done in recent times, that's backwards thinking. Like, it feels like they would double down on that and do a showcase being like, yeah, Spider-Man 2 is coming. It's going to be fucking awesome. And then there's this to look forward to.
And it's also, I think it would show a lot of confidence knowing that, look, this IP is going to sell a buttload anyway. No matter what else we put in this showcase, it's not like people are going to forget about Spider-Man. Or, you know, is it more of like a hurt feelings? Like, no, we want to give you the limelight, Insomniac, or like what sort of relationships do they have to deal with there? They're going to sell a shitload regardless of whatever they show on that showcase, because so many of those units that are going to be sold aren't watching these showcases. There's just people. It's Vanessa buying. She's playing on the roof with her Switch. She's buying it for her kids. She's buying Spider-Man for her kids.
I think right now it's also for the Spider-Man PlayStation Showcase thing. There's a case of they don't have to say anything right now. Like, it's not like people are waiting for them to take the stage. Like, the podium's not empty. The podium is Spider-Man. And so when you don't have to say anything, why say anything when you can wait until after Spider-Man comes out and then start to talk about what's coming up next? And that's where the PlayStation Showcase thing gets interesting for. If that happens this year versus a state of play versus nothing, because Greg brought up a good point earlier today of, yeah, like, you can have something at Game Awards. The big thought I have for PlayStation is right now, I do think that they still have stuff to talk about next year. I don't think next year is just going to be Concord. And I think that's all we have announced for next year, right? And like, I would expect maybe a Wolverine to come through, but they have to talk about something. And my question is, how do they talk about those things? And I think maybe a Game Awards, depending on what it is, I could see a PlayStation showcase. They don't usually do big first party stuff at State of Play, at least if they have like multiple first party things to talk about. We even saw last year, right before Summer Game Fest kickoff, where we had that State of Play happening the week before, and we got Street Fighter, RE4 Remake, all this cool stuff. And then they waited until Jeff Keighley's thing to talk about Last of Us, right? They didn't put Last of Us in that State of Play. So if they have first party PlayStation Studio stuff to talk about, I think that would be a showcase, or it would have to be a Game Awards where we're getting that stuff. But we're gonna get that stuff, I think, because we have to, because there's nothing slated for next year.
You gotta know what's going on eventually for PlayStation's next year.
To Greg's point about potential collaboration or partnership in terms of promotion or announcing of a title, Monster Hunter. At this point, where's the next Monster Hunter revealed? Could it be Gamescom? That seems a little bit weird. I feel like it's out of the traditional wheelhouse, but I feel like that's the type of game that I'm surprised hasn't been officially announced yet, especially with Capcom out there saying that by March there's going to be... It was March, right?
End of the fiscal year?
I think that's what they said. End of the fiscal year, which would be by the end of March, they have a multi-million selling game that they're confident in, which you got to imagine is Monster Hunter.
If you're not... Where does it get announced? I'd love to see where the Monster Hunter World was announced. I don't know. But for TGS,
PlayStation E3.
Yeah.
I would say no to Gamescom, and I would go TGS if I had to pick an international showcase, right? We all know how in love Japan is with Monster Hunter, right? And that's broken through to the West finally in a really big way, but it's still dwarfed by the fan base over there. So you could do it and get the pop there and have the, you know, announcement, the kiosk, or whatever you want to do for the photo op.
Yeah.
I don't think you would.
I mean, I think mainly not because there's not a TGS showcase.
Exactly. And so that's where you shake down. And I would think, no, I don't think it would be opening out live. I think Keighley would make sure to save that for Game Awards if that was the case.
Yeah.
But I also totally think if a PlayStation State of Play was happening, I would see it there as well, right? Because it fits in exactly what I'm talking about. Here's your last look at Spider-Man. It's what we promote. We're also going to get, you know, update you on the PlayStation Q's information. That's a release date. Helldivers release date. Right. Monster Hunter World in there, right? Monster Hunter World 2 in there.
Yeah.
And obviously some other little stuff probably in indie here or there.
Yeah.
But I think that would make a lot of sense and build a compelling showcase that you're able to toss in and say, come for, you know, your last look at Spider-Man before launch and X, Y, and Z. Update on hardware.
I hope it's TGS just because I like being... like half asleep, like at 3:44 in the morning. Like, all right, I'm gonna pass. Now I'm really gonna go to sleep and just like looking through, not Twitter, X, scrolling through X and seeing like, ah, cool.
Kingdom Hearts 4.
Yeah, this thing got announced. That's awesome. It's random showcases.
So now I want to move firmly from 2023 to 2024. But before I do that, here's a word from our sponsors. This episode is brought to you by Shady Rays. Take on the sun with gear built to last. Our friends at Shady Rays have you covered for the warm weather ahead with premium polarized shades at an affordable price, durable frames, and extremely clear optics for outdoor adventures just like Mike likes them. Shady Rays offers the most insane protection in all of eyewear. Every pair of sunglasses is backed by lost and broken replacements. If you lose or break your pair, even on day one, they told us they will send you a brand new pair, no question asked. And every purchase supports the Shady Rays Impact Program, which works directly with nonprofits and their communities to empower and make adventure accessible for all walks of life, from childhood cancer patients to young adults with serious health conditions. Exclusively for y'all listening right now, Shady Rays is giving out their best deal of the season. Go to ShadyRays.com and use code KINDAFUNNY for 50% off 2+ pairs of polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by over 250,000 people. Again, that's ShadyRays.com. Use code KINDAFUNNY. This episode is brought to you by Liquid IV. Y'all know how much I love to stay hydrated, and Liquid IV makes it easier and better than ever to ensure that I'm always living my best, most hydrated life. And you can too. Liquid IV, the number one powered hydration brand in America, is now available in sugar-free with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. Liquid IV hydrates 2 times faster than water alone, and you can keep your daily routine exciting with 3 new flavors, white peach, green grape, and lemon lime. Let me tell you, the white peach is good. It's real good. We here at Kinda Funny swear by this stuff. 1 stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you 2 times faster and more efficiently than water alone. Real people, real flavor, real hydrating. Now sugar-free. Grab your Liquid IV hydration multiplayer sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code KINDAFUNNY at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you use promo code KINDAFUNNY at liquidiv.com.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, 2024, like I said, Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown, January 18th. I'm hyped out of my mind for this. This is like Tim Getty's dream game. Am I confident it's going to hit this date? Not at all. Yeah. Like, not even a little bit. But I hope that it does, because I feel like that would be a great time. People getting back in, them kind of staking their claim a little bit of like, yo, it's our spot. If you were thinking of doing the sneaky little like first of the year thing, we already got this. But at the same time, I don't know that it's a big enough of a game. Like, it being a 2D game, I think, limits it. Obviously, I'm not saying that in terms of quality. I love them more than anything. I'm just saying in terms of like how people see it and perceive it. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think there?
I think they know how much egg they had in their face for the last Prince of Persia, the remake and the announcements and the dates and yada yada yada. I think they hit this date. I would think this game is probably all but done. It is just polishing and bug fixing and really making it sing, because they want to make sure Prince of Persia is a franchise that matters to Ubisoft, it matters to fans. And so I think they do hit this, and I do think that it is the right move in terms of, hey, here is a 2D game that, you know, should appeal to more people than it will. You know what I mean? So let's drop it in January and let's make a big deal out of it, and it's a returning IP, and you get that, man, I'm so over all the 2023 games, I'm excited for 2024, and you jump into this and hopefully are wowed by it.
Yeah,
everything I've heard is great.
You have to make the fans who have lost faith over the years, you have to give them a reason to believe again. And based on what I've heard and what people have told me about their experiences with it, and just like kind of watching it in the trailers and everything, it looks like it's the real deal. It looks like it's going to be a game of high quality. And yeah, like Greg has mentioned, you need to make that name matter again in a way that isn't just,
here's Sam Fisher in the sixth version of whatever
mobile experience.
Like in the make that IP, like make that name mean something again. You know.
Yeah. So then the other date we have February 2nd. It feels like Groundhog's Day. Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League. Getting a new date. Do we believe it?
No.
Really?
You think it gets pushed back?
Really,
I don't think they've given us any reason to believe them on this.
I mean, maybe they're just heads down and like, all right, look.
And I think, again, like the stuff we saw in that trailer that we didn't like, yeah, UI's part of it, but overall, it was just, I mean, they did a full-on PlayStation showcase or state of play, of PlayStation state of play, deep dive, here's how it works. And everybody was like, meh. Like, that's not, you can put your head down, but I don't think that's, if they're truly trying to fix it and find the fun in it and do all these different things, I think that is a Herculean effort. And I don't mean that they couldn't do it. But if I'm a betting man, like I'm making bets on the show, being spicy. No, I don't buy February 2nd.
Man,
do you buy any date at this point?
Yes, I don't think that I do not think that Warner Brothers and DC are going to be willing to say let's cut our losses on this. I think this they do get to a point where they're like, all right, you've done all you can, Rocksteady, and so maybe it could still be this, and maybe they fix it. I say that, you know, and knowing how hard that would be. But I mean,
man, they really chose the wrong IP to do this game with. Cause like, this looks awesome as shit to me. But it's the fact that this isn't what the Batman fans want that is really the huge problem here. Like, so much of this looks like a freaking blast to me. And I can't wait to play it. But I know that it's not what the people want.
I mean, you're just watching it. It's the same. It's like one of the things you kind of forget the complaints. Like, oh, right, yeah, everybody looks the same.
Call it Crackdown 4.
How are they going to fix that?
Call it Crackdown 4.
You know what I mean? Like,
I believe this release date just for the fact that this game has been gestating for so long, and delays are expensive, right? To take this game from this last spring all the way up until February 2nd, that costs a lot of money for them. And at some point, I think you do just got to go, hey, let's put this out. Because the more and more we sit on it and work on it, the more and more money we're spending on it. And when the complaints that people have are about the core aspects of the game, it's like, how much are you really fixing? You know, I'll think that maybe right now what they might be doing is working on content that way. They can back up what they have in this game with the drops that they were maybe saving to put out over the year. Hey, let's have that stuff up front and like give people content that they can, you know, play with and like have a lot of fun and start off with a really strong foot, right? Like, I think that might be what they're doing now, but it has to come out. Like, I don't think they can sit on it for much longer.
100%. And I just want to call it before Barrett, you pick it up. But I just watching this makes me so angry just by how apathetic I am watching them. Fuck on.
My question with shooter, the like it ever coming out is also paired with the rumors that we've heard multiple times that WB has been trying to sell game studios, and so like I just wonder what the chances are, maybe before we even hear of another delay of this game, of like WB just trying to sell off Rocksteady and WB Montreal and any other like game studio, which would I think then get to the point of like, yeah, this game then never sees the light of day, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, that would be shutting the studios down. I feel like even then, like it's too far in. Like, it's not like the Batgirl situation.
Well, I'm not saying shutting the studios down. I'm saying like selling them off to other places. And yes, delays are expensive. But I wonder, like, high end business people are wondering, yeah, this is expensive, but maybe this can pay off if we can just fucking sell these studios and not have to fucking pay anymore for the production of this thing. Because at this point, do we even, especially with the reaction to this trailer and this, the kind of middling reaction, do we even think this even nearly makes up the production costs of this, rather than just selling this studio with this name that is revered, that we have, you know, put into the dirt, and just hope we can make our money back that way?
Yeah, I feel like even with that, you still got to sell this game. Like, I feel like the game still needs to come out, because it's too far in. Like, what, off the top of our heads, like, what is the latest a game has been canceled, right?
NBA game from EA.
Yeah.
I guess we had review copies at IGN, and then they're like, you know what? We're not putting that.
That is crazy.
But like this game, I mean, with that, right? Like you're talking about a game with probably a couple year development cycle, if that. Like maybe a year development cycle.
9 months going. Usually for a sports game, right?
Yeah, exactly. This is a game that we're hearing rumors about since what, 2016, 2017, something
so
like that?
This is always back to the fact that this is a business and this isn't art for art's sake. At some bean counter at WB is like going to be like, it just doesn't matter. Put it out.
Yeah.
We don't give a shit about Rocksteady's reputation. If we cancel the game, that would all like, no, we don't give a flying fuck about that. They made the Batman Arkham games. They can still, if we wanted to sell this studio, we could still get as much as we want for it because people know what the name is and what the talent is. This won't take away from it.
Man, it's so interesting. February 2nd,
maybe in the farthest reaches of reality, James Gunn, I guess, could be like, no, we're not putting out bad DC games because of everything I've been trying to do. But I mean, like, again, let's get back to the bean counters and the contracts and the agreements and everything else.
Yeah, it just doesn't work that way.
Yeah, that's the exactly. Thing.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's just like, that's just not it. Where it's like, Batgirl was able to be canceled for one very specific reason, and that was a stream-only movie, and the tax write-off shit works that way because of how that movie was going to make money. Games don't work that way. Movies or theatrical releases don't work that way. So even James wouldn't be able to make that decision. February, yeah, I know what you're saying.
I know you're not kind of arguing.
Yeah. February 2nd here, Suicide Squad. When do we find out it moves? Do we hear about this game this year? Does it show up at Gamescom or Game Awards or?
No. God, no.
Do we find out it moves on a random weekend during the holiday season?
I think what you'll find out, it would move in January. I think you'd come back and you'd get the old Rocksteady text on a JPEG. Hey, we need even more time, Bat fans or whatever. You know, da 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 da. We're still working on it and push it out further.
The Joker came and messed up our plans. We got it.
Because you can't see this game again until they're like, we are good to go. And I don't think that
But like, what constitutes good to go in this scenario? That's my thing. Is like, it's not the way the game runs. It's not the way the game. It's not
till it looks interesting. Till it looks good.
Yeah, I guess. Like, I think. I think,
I don't think it'll ever get to that.
That's
point.
My thing.
How they feel about it, and like, it's going to be what it is.
I think happens is that at Game Awards, I would say at Game Awards, you get a trailer and they find something that looks cool about it, or like a cutscene or something to try and sell it. And they're like, hey, it's coming out February 2nd, and it comes out, and it does what it does. Like,
I don't hear about this game this year. That's my thing. No, nothing in there.
We'll see.
I think it comes out February 2nd. Do we hear anything more about it this year? I'm not sure. But I think it does hit the date. I don't think it's going to be good. But then moving on just to unannounced.
Gotham Knights?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Came out, and it happened. Yeah. It lived La Vida Loca, everybody. So here we are. Two dates in 2024. Otherwise, it's just a bunch of TBA 2024.
So I have two lists here, right? The first, the long list I have here for Tim is the TBA announced games that have said 2024 that don't have any specific date. And then I have another one that is just not announced for 2024, but could be.
Let's start there.
Yeah.
Let's start. I feel like that's the more fun one, right?
Let's go.
Do we think Wolverine is going to hit 2024? Greg.
I'm going to say no. I don't want to be pessimistic. I think it would be incredible. I hope beyond hope. I love Insomniac. I think they're so talented. I think it'd be a great 1-2 punch. I think they'll put a year in between them. I think it's just like, again, for just getting the teaser trailer at reveal and that really being all there's been on it, I just feel like it's probably further out than I want it to be. So I'll say 2025 on it.
I'm going to say yes, we get it in 2024 because I see them also wanting to do some sort of DLC for Spider-Man 2, and I don't really know how you structure the timing if you push out, like, what takes priority there? Like, I don't know. I think it hits 2024, and then, like, early 2025, maybe you see some sort of DLC for Spider-Man 2.
Wow.
Oh, interesting. Okay. What if the DLC for Spider-Man 2 led into Wolverine?
Oh, ho, ho, ho. This fucking guy, your glands, dude.
Good old Patreon reference for you there that you haven't seen yet. My other question there would be, like, do you really believe there'll be Spider-Man 2 DLC? Because I feel like it would have been announced so far. If you're buying the Ultimate Edition, you get the season pass. And I think they found so much success with Miles Morales that I would imagine that, hey, we want to tell more stuff that would have been DLC. Well, let's put it into its own standalone game we can charge more for. not even in the money grubbing sense. It's a bigger experience.
I'm always so surprised that I brought this up a couple shows ago, but like, I'm surprised at how little we talk about the Spider-Man DLC happening, because there was a lot of it. And I know it wasn't everyone's favorite parts of the game necessarily, but like, there was story beats there. There were major characters used. Like, Miles was a part of that before the Miles Morales game. And I'm shocked at how hard Insomniac went on that stuff, and like, how there was three of them, right? And like,
three chapters.
So
how
like,
much like not canon it feels? Is that where you're going for?
But it's like, but it is though,
it
right?
Feel, no, but no, it definitely is. But I have the same feeling about it as you do. Where like, I feel like it came out and
it's lesser than.
It's like, definitely less. It feels lesser than, even though it's not. You know?
And I don't think Insomniac likes that.
Yeah.
The feeling and the read on it. So I would imagine. Why not save these ideas and things we would have wanted to do for a DLC, or the cutting room floor for Spider-Man 2 to be an interstitial between Spider-Man 2 and Spider-Man 3, whatever it is. Maybe the next one is Spider-Man Venom, if you know, depending how that all ends for Venom, and you play as Venom, right? Or something like that.
Yeah, I wonder if they look at the DLC as a success. Because I do think compared to the actual base game, the DLC wasn't received as hotly as that game. And so I think you are talking about, hey, let's just put this thing out as its own thing and do what they did with Miles Morales.
I mean, you definitely look at it, right? And I mean, they have the stats on how many people played, but how many people played the DLC? You know what I mean? Like, not nearly as many as played Miles Morales, I'd venture to guess. And on top of that, yeah, like, it does feel non-canon in so many ways. Because, yeah, all right, Hammerhead's in there and a bunch of stuff happens with Yuri and Black Cat. And it's like, there was cool story threads in there. But again, for the world they've built, like Miles Morales didn't really call back to any of that in an important way. And will Spider-Man 2? Who knows? But it definitely feels like a single player game strategy from a different time.
Yeah,
it just doesn't feel like where we're at anymore.
I want to say a personal yeah for Wolverine happening next year, just because if not Wolverine, then what? As PlayStation, like, what are you putting out next year? Is it just Concord? I don't think it is. And so if it's not, like, I don't think Bend is ready. I don't think Ghost of Tsushima 2 is ready. There's so, like, we go through the Rolodex of PlayStation Studios games, and so many of those, I'm like, well, that can't happen next year. Wolverine is the only one that I think conceivably could happen on that PlayStation Studios scale. And PlayStation doesn't miss a beat, right? Like, when it comes to putting out at least two or three first party games in a year. And so
Bluepoint puts out Bloodborne 2. We know that.
God.
Well, I mean, it is interesting, right? Like, is Wolverine past Spider-Man 2? Is Wolverine the only major Sony first party game that we know of?
Death Stranding 2.
Yeah. Single player, I guess. Like, okay. A single player one. Factions, I feel like, is a little bit in between, like, because of the
single player, IP. I think it is just Death Stranding 2.
Yeah. Which, yeah, cool. That is one. All right, moving on. What about Assassin's Creed Red?
This is the Japan one.
This is the one that I believe recently got a rumor on KFGD talking about it coming out next year.
I feel like it makes sense time-wise, right? Like with, not Vikings, what was it called? Valhalla, right?
And what, that was 2020 or 2021?
Wasn't that a launch with the console game? So 2020?
Fuck yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that was 2020.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah, then for sure. And I believe the rumor and everything else. I also hope for it. Like, I'm totally in the mood for another Assassin's Creed RPG, especially one set in Japan. That sounds like a great time. Since Ghost won't do anything.
When do you guys
do
think
something, Jin Sakai?
We'll hear about Assassin's Creed. Bless. What is it called?
Infinity. Never.
Which is Dungeon apparently the thing that Assassin's Creed Red and Hexie will be hosted on.
Enough. There's enough with all. Enough.
Thank you. Somebody else.
Stop all of it. Enough.
God. Next up, we have Fair Games with the dollar sign as an S. This is. The
Haven. Jade Studios. Raymond.
Jade Raymond. Yeah,
yeah. Haven. Haven Studios. Studios. Yeah. It's like they're.
I know you're just reading it out, but you've never sounded older in your life.
Like, Fair Games.
You were just saying what needed to be said. Like, Fair Games with the dollar sign is yes.
I was saying it to point out how stupid it was, but I just thought it made me sound stupid. Yeah. I'll take this out.
This is the heist game.
Yeah.
Now, is it PvP or PvE? PvEBP? Like, I don't know.
I think it's a PvP extraction shooter heist game.
That doesn't
No,
exist.
There's no extraction shooting in this one. That's the other
That's the problem. They announced all these games in the same conference, and now we have to conflate all of them
together. I thought this was an extraction shooter. It's a heist. You got to get out with the money and peace out.
I think Marathon's the extraction shooter.
I think they're both.
Introducing Fair Games, a competitive heist experience coming to PS5 and PC.
Mm-hmm. Is there even E in this one? Is it just PvP?
He's just talking about making a new IP.
Oh, they changed the dollar sign to a Z. No,
Fair Games came out of the desire to create a new type of PvP game with emergent sandbox play. We want to deliver a fresh multiplayer experience that rewards creativity and mastery and delivers surprising stories each and every time you play.
I think
if you're extracting money out of a safe and are trying to get out,
that's not extraction. Alive, you don't try to.
You're extracting.
You're extracting some shit.
But I feel like extraction shooters have some level of E. And from what I'm hearing, this is just PvP, and so you're heisting on your opponents.
Mm.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Are we about to be doing this in 2024? Seems hard to believe, right?
Yeah.
I think it's a little hard to believe.
I mean, like, here's the thing.
I don't
is that
so.
The concept sounds so underwhelming that no, I don't I could see that coming out in 2024, sure. I don't know.
I totally see it coming out in the same way that we saw Arcadeageddon and Destruction All-Stars and all the games like that that just kind of came out and went.
This will be better than those, though. You would hope.
I feel like it's being presented on a different level than those.
For sure.
I mean, I feel like they're...
I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like they all look... Like, to me, Bungie's Marathon is presented in a much different way because we know who that's coming from. We know what that studio is capable of. Fair Games, what do we know about it? Like,
yeah.
This isn't coming from the long-established multiplayer lineage of so-and-so. Like, it's another multiplayer game, you know?
Yeah.
I think for, like... Us for who are on PSLV and we're reading all the like rumors and deep cut weird stuff, right? Like in the acquisition of Haven Games of Haven Studio by PlayStation, they talked about in there of like, oh yeah, we saw what they're working on and like we wanted to scoop them up after seeing what they had done. Like it's one of those scenarios. Now that could just be lip service. That could just be them talking and being like, hey, we're acquiring the studio. Let's give people
We're kind of iffy on it, but...
We're kind of iffy, but we're acquiring them anyway.
Actually, Mark didn't want to do it, but...
So, but all right. I think there could be something there.
Fair Games, Marathon.
Yeah.
Do we see either next year?
I think the... Concord is...
I'm sorry, I was going to say, are you going to leave Concord out of this conversation?
I mean, fine, go
for
it.
Are you getting confused? Because remember, of course, Fair Games, by their own admission... is a new type of PvP game with emergent sandbox gameplay.
They admitted it.
Concord, meanwhile, is our new PvP multiplayer first-person shooter. All right?
Mm.
And then Bungie's Marathon, of course. This is the extraction shooter. This is a sci-fi PvP extraction shooter.
Which one has VE in it? One of these games has an E. I need that. I need to know. So Concord is slated for 2024. The other two...
The VE is in Unveils.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate that.
It's in Bungie.
You're bringing up a good point here.
But I don't think
not that it matters at all.
Yeah. I don't think we see all three of these games come out in the same year. If most, I think we see, I'll say Concord and Fair Games. Marathon, I think, might be a bit early, just based on it being Bungie. Bungie being on no timeline, right? Like, I'm pretty sure PlayStation's like, hey, take your time, like, do your thing. Go for it.
I'm on the other side of things, so I think we do see some sort of early access alpha. Bungie will do for Marathon. I think that they will be very open in trying to get people into this experience. The question is, how do you do that? When do you schedule that with knowing that their final Destiny 2 DLC is coming out, the final shape? When does that get scheduled? Does that even have a time on it? That may already have a date on it, but I do think we'll see some sort of early access thing happening with Bungie where they let people into either stress test servers or get feedback from players in the same way that Ubisoft's done with their first-person shooter that I am blanking on right now. What's that?
X-Defiant.
That's the one, dude.
God.
Andy Cortez, I'm going to ask you when...
Hold on. Here you go. The final shape is expected in February 2024.
Yeah, I think Marathon happens in, like, the fall.
Andy Cortez, when... does Elden Ring Shadow of the Erdtree come out? And when does Hollow Knight Silksong come out?
I think Elden Ring Shadow of the Erdtree releases in May. I think it releases in May. I think Hollow Knight Silksong releases... Oh, man. I'm going to say in July.
Okay.
And, like, that sucks to say that, but I think it is still them wanting to take as much time as possible. It really feels like Team Cherry is like, look, who gives a shit? We'll delay it until 2028. I don't give a damn. Like,
should I take it off of my Fantasy Critic? Because right now I have it on there for 2023. They never gave it an official
Silk Song?
Well, no, they said
Silk Song is out of 2023.
Yeah.
Hollow Knight Silk Song?
Yeah.
No, the other Silk Song.
It's out of 2023?
It's out of 2023.
Oh, out of 2023.
Yeah.
I thought they just deleted it out of the first half because they said the Xbox showcase. Like, I think they were framing it as, oh, that 12-month period, it's not coming out. But I don't think they've officially pushed it out, unless I missed another thing.
I thought that they tweeted out several weeks ago that, like, but we're not putting a date on it, but we're out of this year. I thought that's what
I mean,
did.
If so, then I can get a free drop from this thing. But
you
it doesn't
tell them.
Yeah,
which is always a fun one. Last year, I had to hit up the people who make Fantasy Critic and be like, "Yo, this is like, are they like, do you have embargoed information?" I'm like, "No, they said it on my show. Please let me drop this game."
I love it so much. Bless. Moving to you.
Yeah.
Tekken 8, Project L.
Uh huh.
When do we see those?
Tekken 8, I think for sure is coming 2024. I don't know about window, like what season you're gonna get it, but I'll think maybe first half. Up here, Bears brought it up. We had planned release in the first half of 2023, but development is still continuing. Talking about Hollow Knight Silk Song, we're excited about how the game's shaping up and it's gotten quite big, so we want to take the time to make it good. Expect more details from us when we get closer. So yeah, out of the first half. Now, is it gonna hit second half? Probably not, but I'm holding out hope. My Fantasy Critic. It could still happen.
I believe in you.
But yeah, Tekken 8, we're going to get it next year. I would hope in the first half of next year. I think them hitting maybe the Street Fighter 6 slate of June could be cool. Like, that's a bit late, but hey, like, I think that leads into Evo pretty nicely. But I think we see that in the first half. Project L is a very interesting one. That was at Evo. It was playable. It was in people's hands. They're showing more and more of it. But I get the implication that they're still taking their time with it, and it's Riot, and so they're going to work on it until it is perfect. I see that maybe second half of 2024, if not even 2025.
Sounds about right to me too.
Yeah,
That sounds right. They like I was kind of mentioning with Silk Song, it just feels like they're on their own timeline. They can do whatever they want.
They got to just get it right. That's the most important thing to them. Looking at the not announced for 2024, but could be. Do you guys want to take any guesses on any of these?
Well, I see you have Foam Stars.
Mm-hmm. List
here. Now, let me tell you. Let's say summer.
Yeah?
I'll say summer.
Foam Stars. Yeah.
That sounds like a fun summer action.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I can see that.
Rub-a-dub-dub.
Do we get Monster Hunter, going back to that? Do we get it in January?
Oh, no.
Do we get it in February?
I wish.
Because they're talking about before March, right?
Oh, yeah, you're going off this Capcom information. Interesting.
Because I just can't fathom.
January feels right to me.
Because Monster Hunter World 1 was the end of January, if I remember correctly.
And when did that get announced in that PlayStation thing?
That was E3, so. But it's also, I feel like this is more of a known quantity, right? Like,
I guess, but.
Like Monster Hunter World, I felt like.
Feel like you're going on a bigger build-up to that.
January 26th was the release date for World.
What a time that was.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
It was a good time.
I mean, you came and had that sleepover?
Yeah, it was great. Xavier Woods came over. Remember
burst of blood vessels.
I did. That's when you know the game's good. You play through your peepers.
All right, now let's move back to the TBA. These are slated for 2024. Fairly big list.
John Carpenter's Toxic Commando.
Oh yeah, dude. Oh yeah.
Oh my god, I forgot.
That was a game. Let's start from the top and go down. And if you guys see one you want to shout out, let's start there.
Angerfoot is weird because I thought Angerfoot would have come out last year. You know, like I feel like we've been waiting.
Yeah, we're hearing a lot of
that. Yeah, I feel like we've been waiting.
They did a Devolver Digital delayed presentation a couple days ago where they
kicked it to 2024. Yeah. That's pretty good right there.
I mean, this looks great. Honestly, like most of the things in the Devolver delayed showcase, I'm like, oh man, these are the ones we want, and they look awesome for a reason.
Yeah, I'm gonna assume Angerfoot comes out February.
Yeah, no, that's one that I think they'll literally just drop whenever. Hey, it's coming out tomorrow, and we're going to be like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Cool.
Yeah, it is interesting with Devolver, like, since they are the ones overseeing, they're the ones trying to make all the decisions. Like, I don't think they're going to step on their own toes too much, so I do think they might spread out some of these bigger heavy hitters for the space of, like, Skate Story and
Plucky Squire.
God. That one hurt.
Yeah.
I was looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Avowed.
I need to call Mike.
Yeah.
I got a phone.
Yeah. Because you got to think that they'd want that, like, Redfall spot, right? Like, March-ish for this thing to come out. Like, if Starfield kind of carries the Xbox through the holiday.
That still seems Forza. So soon. I don't know why. I mean, I know that they did massively scale down the scope of it, but that still seems really soon for me. February or March seems really soon.
I think to like think about this, right? Like you got to think about the scope of what Xbox is doing in 2024, and it's what Avowed and Hellblade 2 would be the big ones. And I can see Hellblade holding down that first half and Avowed being more of a fall thing. I think that would make more sense.
Does Hellblade have a 2024?
No,
I have it.
There's
down
no
here. Official. Oh, I guess I don't have it down here. Yeah.
There's no official date on that. Yeah.
So. But it has to be though, right?
I feel like it
I remember
is.
When motherfuckers were saying that about this year, and I said not coming out this year.
You're on it, dude.
I'm
you
always
fucking
on
it. Mike, get fucked. I don't even know.
Oh, slappy.
We got. Oh,
they maybe reverse that then. I guess Avowed maybe if you have first half and then Hellblade second half.
Yeah, it does feel early for Avowed, Andy. Though you're right. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. PlayStation.
Wait, no, right here from IGN. Senua Saga Hellblade 2 gets a 2024 release window.
A big ass window.
So I guess it just wasn't on the Game Informer list.
Oh yeah, gotcha. Okay, yeah, that sounds right then. About later.
Go back to my first answer. Hellblade first half.
Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. I firmly believe we get this before April next year.
Okay.
The way they've shown this game and like the amount we've gotten from it, which is not much, but more than I expected to. I think the first game came out in April, was a major success. I can see them even trying to hit earlier than that.
Wow.
But.
Well, didn't they say winter as well?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
So.
With how that lines the, up. With how the timeline sort of shifts in the overall Final Fantasy VII narrative, and you knowing that, like, oh, part one of the remake is going to encapsulate all of the Midgar sort of saga, what, like, percentage-wise, how far do you think this gets into the rest of it?
I'm firmly in the camp that this game is going to take it so off track that it's not even going to be a relevant conversation.
Got you.
Like, I think it's going to be familiar locales. Some story beats are the same, but for the most part, it's going in a different direction.
That character, he's bad now.
Like that honestly, sort of thing. Like I wouldn't be surprised to get some things like that. It might be... Maybe I would think the first half of this game plays it a little bit more straight, and then I think it's going to open up. There are a couple key story beats that I think that they can use. I mean, seeing all this type of shit, it's like, yeah, man, they're the whole book's about to get wacky.
This is cool. I'm excited, man.
What do y'all think about release date for it?
First half of the year.
Yeah, I'd go with first half. It does seem like they are a lot more confident in showing it lately. I feel like it's going to be... What date are you going to put on it? I'll pick a day before.
Yeah. So they did change their winter to early 2024.
Okay.
I'm saying April 7th. But
I'm going to go a week later, April 14th.
Yeah.
How about that?
Mm. I'm going to go crazy.
Yeah, go for
I'm going to say June.
No.
Yeah, I know that's not early.
Oh, that's too crazy.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say
April 9th would be my actual, the Tuesday date there. Yeah, my gut tells me April or June. I think you're onto something there.
Yeah.
There with that. Just the way Square likes to release their games.
First week of May.
Okay.
Well, I'm happy about this.
$1 bomb.
Make me happy. Next up.
He's scrolling. He's looking through.
I'm looking because there is a lot of games.
There's a bunch of jabroni ass games.
You know, Little Kitty, Big City. Like,
oh, damn. Multiverse is coming back out.
Multiverse is coming out again. They got
again.
Earthblade, which is the game from the Celeste dev.
Yeah.
Oh, bless. This is a smaller title, but one that I know me and you are extremely excited about. Penny's Big Breakaway.
Oh. Yeah, it's so hard to speculate about release date for that one. But, like,
the Sonic Mania devs?
Yeah. But that game looks good. I know we're both very excited about it. I mean, based on what that trailer was. That they had a lot to show in that trailer. And so I would hope that maybe we get it in the first half of next
March.
Year. You think March?
I'm thinking March.
Oh, I really hope so. Yeah. I really hope so.
Here's a game missing from here.
Here we go.
I'm looking
fucking
at
lay
you.
Him out.
I'm looking at you, Greg.
Look me right in the goddamn eye and turn me on.
Another Crab's Treasure.
Oh, it worked!
Which was, like, legitimately, like, the game that I wanted to go back, and I was so mad that I couldn't go back and play it at Summer Game Fest. That got pushed to 2024. Like, that's a game that I need.
That's a summer game.
That's a game that I need. You think so? A little summer thunder underwater adventure.
Yeah. You know these indies, you never gonna nail them down. They're always gonna keep pushing and kicking and do whatever. I'll say summer.
Like June.
Yeah. I'll say end of June.
Okay. Makes me happy. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. I hope it comes true for you.
one for me and Barrett. There's Metaphor ReFantasio, which is that game that's coming from the
get out of here.
The Persona
what is that?
You know what Metaphor ReFantasio is?
The non-Persona game.
The game from the Persona devs that looks fucking sick as hell. Yeah, that and Persona 3 Reload are both played.
ReFantasio. It sounds like some Italian kid or something. Hey, ReFantasio.
But yeah, this game looks sick as hell, and I think when it comes out, hopefully it does waves, right? Hopefully it's received in a way that, like, oh man, these guys made Persona. This looks cool. Hopefully people are taking it that way. And also you have the soundtrack by Shoji Meguro.
I would imagine this is probably second half of 2024. I think from this trailer, it only said 2024, and Persona 3 Reload was given like an early 2024. So I would, mm-hmm. I would imagine, especially, yeah, with this being the creators of the modern Persona games, who kind of moved off of Persona to start this different team and are starting something new, I would say you would want to give those a little bit of space in between them. So yeah, I would see this kind of maybe being their like late summer, early fall kind of hit that they're trying to get out there. And then Persona 3 Reload, I would imagine, I saw like a good theory from some post somewhere of March 5th. No huge spoilers, but that's a very important date in the game. And I think that falls on a Tuesday. So I think that could be the hit for Persona 3 Reload there.
ReFantasio, your dinner's ready.
It's my favorite line from the Mario movie.
Kingdom Hearts 4 is out there too. No confirmed release date, but they announced that game. It's real. They showed gameplay of it years ago at this point.
That game's not coming out in 2024.
Oh, I don't think so either. I don't think so. But
what about,
I think we'll see it next year though.
Ooh, where at?
I don't know.
D23.
Maybe. Oh, no. Honestly. Yeah. Yeah. Well, is there a D23 next year?
Yeah.
I don't think there is.
Isn't there? Because this year was Star Wars Celebration. Isn't D23 every 2 years?
Yeah, okay, wow.
Yeah.
Man, time's just moving quick.
I know, right?
Really quick.
I've got an interesting one for you, Bless.
What up?
Rise of the Ronin.
Oh, yeah, that's the other Koei Tecmo joint that's coming out next year. Team that's Ninja. Like supposed to be more open world, Assassin's Creed-y. Yeah, no, that game looks really cool.
That's the one that we always mixed up with.
Wolong?
Wolong, and this was like, no, this is always like the PlayStation exclusive one. I mean... Whenever it comes out, I just hope it looks prettier than Wolong.
Let me just say. Yeah. I mean, I get the sense from the trailers that they're putting in a bit more TLC than they did for Wolong. Like, Wolong's great, obviously. Like, we played and we liked it. Also, I forgot that game came out this year.
It came out this year.
That game came out this year. Like, I have a running, like, game of the year list, like, notes in my notes app thing. And I think I just forgot about Wolong. Like, I didn't even put it in there. Like, that's how much I forgot about that game. But that game was good. It was a fun time. And yeah, if Team Ninja takes their skill from the Neo games and from this and put it into something that is a bit more open and something that might speak to Greg Miller because it has Assassin's Creed elements in it too, they might have something special on their hands. And yeah, they got the PlayStation promotion and push behind it. So that I'm looking forward to.
I'm going to tackle this next one from a different perspective. What's the likelihood Star Wars Outlaws doesn't hit 2024?
Doesn't?
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, it's the usual, right? Where it's like
putting bad thoughts in my brain.
Anything's possible. Again, though, they made a big push, and I'm not saying that, you know, people make big pushes for games they delay 3 weeks later. It happens all the time. Bones. But I believe this one for some reason. I feel like with as many partners as you have, with Disney involved, you know, Lucas obviously, and then Ubisoft trying to get their shit together, I don't think they would come out and say this if they weren't confident.
Greg, the force is strong with this one.
It looks great.
Like, I really do. I feel that same feeling. The midichlorians are soaring through my body right now. I do think it is I think it's a deadlock for like October, November.
Yeah.
2024.
I don't know if a company could handle that much egg on their face of delaying
and crow in their mouth.
And crow in their mouth.
Rub some crow on my face.
So much crow. Because Ubisoft has been going through it for the last however many years. And like, there are so many conversations we have about Ubisoft, and so many of them are with that negative tone of, oh, what's going on here, right? Like, oh, why was Ghost Recon Breakpoint like this? Oh, why was, like, why have we already forgotten about Rainbow Six? Like, what happened to Rollerdrome, the other roller skating game that Ubisoft did? Roller Champions, yeah. Like, what's
Riders
going
Republic.
On? Riders Republic.
Rainbow Six Extraction.
I like Riders Republic, though. But what's going on here? And Star Wars Outlaws, for me, seems like the, okay, this is what, like, this is what it's been all for. This is what we've been trying to get to. This is where we're putting, you know, all hands on deck. Yeah, all hands on deck for Star Wars Outlaws. Ubisoft is united on making this one.
Speeder.
Like, it has to be good. It has to come out. And yeah, to Speeder. Greg's point, there are too many partners involved to, like, fuck this one up. Like, if it gets delayed, I think it'll be a, oh, we really got to delay this thing scenario.
It just looks so good. Don't
take the egg off your face and put it in the, and all in the baskets. Put all the eggs off of your face
and
all the baskets.
And cook.
I'm with you guys. I think this one hits next year. Because,
yeah, if it's not next year, then.
Then what are we even doing this for?
Then what are, what are we doing? And also, but also to that point, Assassin's Creed Red, like we talked about, is rumored for next year. Do both of those hit fall? Because that seems a bit much.
I would think you do Star Wars Outlaws in September, mm-hmm. and then yeah, stick to your November for Assassin's Creed.
I'm gonna go crazy. I'm gonna say July for Star Wars Outlaws.
When are we gonna get Assassin's Creed Miami? Or something.
What if you get even crazier? You do May the 4th.
Whoa, that'd be pretty sick.
And then what about Untitled Princess Peach game? Untitled game starring Princess Peach.
Yeah. Don't
I hope it's called that.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny, right? We look at that when there's the Switch games here that we don't really have the answers to. We got that. We have Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon, which is the second game, the 3DS game being ported to Switch. We just got the Detective Pikachu 2, Return of Detective Pikachu. Detective Pikachu's Return is what
Pikachu
it's
Returns.
I really wish it was called Detective Pikachu 2. The Return of Detective Pikachu.
I'd hope so.
Use Electric Boogaloo. So we're seeing, we've known this for a while, but we're seeing the end of the Switch life cycle, like before our eyes kind of happened. We got Mario Wonder coming October 20th. Then these you can kind of place early next year, right? It kind of like just nicely just tells a little story there. The big question mark is Metroid Prime 4. Does it hit 2024? Mm-hmm. Is it cross-gen? Is it just Switch? Is it just next? What? I don't even freaking know there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a timer for Metroid Prime 4. I think with Nintendo coming out quite a few years ago and being like, hey, we're starting this thing. Like, we're working on it. I forget if they said they're shifting developers, but, like, we know that developer shifted. It's hard for me to even try and anticipate this thing because I think they're just working on it. And the fact that they haven't talked about it leads me to believe that maybe they just don't have things to say. I think ideally it'd be super dope if, yeah, if it was ready by next year and it was a cross-gen game and it was what ushered us into the Switch 2 generation. But, yeah, like right here, Barrett has highlighted that happened in January 2019 when they talked about that game restarting. And, like, that could be enough time. It could also not be enough time for that kind of game. And so
it's just interesting to me because Retro hasn't done anything since then, and even before then, for so long, dating back to 2013 with Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze. And, like, sure, they weren't working on it, but it's like at some point, I'm sure that they were working on a Metroid Prime 4 to some extent. So I really do wonder where that all comes into play. I just don't see Metroid Prime 4 being the crossover from Switch to the next Switch that we've seen before with a Zelda title or something. I mean, it's pretty much just been Zelda with Twilight Princess and Breath of the Wild on that one. Metroid just doesn't have that. I feel like I firmly think that Metroid's going to be a one or the other. I think backwards compatibility gets that a little bit weird, but yeah. I don't think there's going to be this game is available to purchase on both systems game.
Metroid Prime 4 for me is like 2025. Yeah. Switch 2 Pro.
Whoa.
They're coming out with two Switches.
Wow. I guess that's the other thing, too, I mentioned that, oh, yeah, maybe, like, can usher us into the Switch 2 generation, but Metroid Prime 4 isn't a launch game, necessarily. Like, usually, if you're Nintendo, you want to go with a Mario, you want to go with a Zelda, or a Wii Sports. But, like, Metroid hasn't been that, right? And I don't think Nintendo looks at Metroid as that, because that Metroid, as much as we want Metroid to sell, it's not that
it
big
don't.
Hitter. Yeah, it don't sell, and so maybe you're right. Maybe even if it is ready by, let's say, end of 2024, maybe they just hold it and wait for 2025 to put it out.
Do we see a Dread follow-up?
Metroid Dread?
I mean, eventually, yeah. I don't think anytime soon, though. But, I mean, yeah, that team, what are they working on? Again, I say this so often, but, like, I love how many unanswered questions there are in terms of what our Nintendo team's working on. Clearly, we're not getting them because we're ending something to begin something new. So, Nintendo EAD, man, the Odyssey team, what are they up to? you got to imagine it is the launch game. It is, and that I could see as like some type of like crossover between the two, whatever that looks like. But, you know, Greg talking about June, I feel like that could make a lot of sense, right? The Switch launching with a new 3D Mario, 2D Mario, October 20th this year. Like, goddamn, man. Like, if Nintendo wanted to make as much money as humanly possible with their next console, there's only two answers. It's either a big, big, meaty, we're treating this like the next Mario game, or Animal Crossing. And I feel like
Donkey Kong 64 spiritual successor.
Do it.
You know, that's somewhere in
there. Man, they're going to make me rebuy Tears of the Kingdom to run at 60 frames per second. I'm going to do it.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, you can.
What's going to win Game of the Year next year?
Wow.
That is an excellent question. That's a question that I want to end this show on, everybody.
Huh.
Who has an answer? I mean, it's hard to predict because like there's just so much unknowns.
But I feel like by this time, and maybe I'm just misremembering, but in previous years, I feel like I could at least be like, oh yeah, this is the big game that's coming out next year that's going to dominate everything. Next year, I feel like maybe the easy answer is a Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, but for some reason that feels off to me.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say Star Wars. I think Outlaws.
I think
Ubisoft's going to really pop off with this one.
I mean, if Wolverine happened, I would say Wolverine on this list.
Yeah. I'm going to think the 3D Mario game.
That I didn't have on here.
That's a great pick.
Because it's early access. And like it's supposed to come out early access this year. So who knows if it even comes out next year. Hades 2.
Oh, man.
Ooh, bless.
That's a really good one.
I've just been reminded of so many games that I kind of forgot about. And I'm happy right now. I'm a happy guy.
Either that or, I mean, Earthblade from the Celeste devs is on here, too, and I can see that being a big surprise.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Hades 2 coming out, I think, in full next year, which might be a big ask, but I think that could do a lot for that conversation.
My number one, Hyper Light Breaker. I'll say that right now.
Oh, God.
How likely do you think Kinda Funny's Game of the Year 2024 is one we haven't even talked about?
Very.
Oh, very, yeah.
Yeah?
Very.
For sure.
I would say almost with 100% certainty.
Wow. I don't know why
remind me about it when we get to next year.
Yeah. Yeah. Please do that. And let us know in the comments below what you're thinking about 2024. What gets you excited? What are you worried
next year?
It's going to get delayed. What are you hoping? What are you thinking wins Game of the Year 2024?
Whose hands?
At this moment in time. Until next time, I love you all. Goodbye.
I don't know if Greg knows he's on the show right now.